Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you're having a great Thursday so far. Yesterday, I told you a little bit about how our town came to be. Today, I want to give you more of the story. It all started with our little harbor. Sailors discovered that it was a safe refuge in even the biggest storms. Word got around, and more ships started seeking it out. They also discovered that it was not only safe during storms, but it was a beautiful place for a crew to rest up. So even when the weather was perfect, our harbor would fill up with boats and the sailors would come ashore to climb the cliffs or walk through the pine forest. As I shared yesterday, any place where lots of ships stopped was a great place to set up a trading post. And that's exactly what one of the captains decided to do. He was newly married, and after discovering the beauty of the land around the harbor, he decided it was the perfect place for he and his wife to start their life together. His name was John, and after building and setting up everything needed to launch the trading post, he brought his wife to join him. And her name? It was Grace. I wonder if you can see where this is going. While everyone who stopped in liked John, they loved Grace. She was kind and friendly. She had a great sense of humor and was very smart. She might not always remember your name, but she never forgot a face. You could have been gone for a year and she'd still greet you with "Welcome back." Because of their affection for her, sailors started to call this place Grace's Harbor, and over time it got shortened to Grace Harbor. And I think that's the perfect name for our town, because even though there aren't nearly as many ships in the harbor as there used to be, we still try to offer the same welcome and sense of community that Grace worked so hard to build here. Grace Harbor, the town, has become a safe and nurturing place, just like the harbor itself used to be. We aren't perfect, no town is, but we really try to keep this purpose and our history in mind as we live together, occasionally argue together, and ultimately grow together. Yesterday, we shared some of our safe people and places, and then we named times in life when we might feel like we need a safe place. What I would love for us to think about this morning is this. What could your family do to be more like a harbor for each other? If there's stuff you're already doing, like sharing a meal together with no phones at the table or TVs on in the background to distract you, that's great. Lift that up and celebrate it. And if you have an idea, like maybe setting up a calm down corner somewhere in your house where anyone can go when they need some alone time, now is a great time to share it. And don't worry if you can't think of much now. Ideas can take time, and you can always share them as they come to you later this week or this weekend. But if you need more time now, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I hope you came up with a good idea or two, or maybe you got to celebrate some stuff you're already doing. Remember that our theme this week is peace, which is more than just nothing bad happening. It's when good stuff is happening. And when we're trying to be a safe harbor for each other, I promise that good stuff will start to happen. Okay, let's pray together as we get ready to go. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for our family. We thank you for the ways we are already places of safety and support for each other. We ask that you might inspire new ideas in our hearts and minds. As we seek to be a harbor for each other, may we see the good stuff that's happening all around us. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and be sure to come back tonight, because there's something about our town I want to tell you that I can't believe I haven't shared already.